Thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Good morning, everybody. We're here today at Christ the King Radio. That's at ctkradio.org, where you can pick up our radio show, and we're happy to be joining you this morning. Hope that everyone has had a wonderful Christmas and holiday, and that we're all going to have a very successful 2015. We're here today to talk to you about, let me introduce myself first. My name is Joan Tui. I'm here with my partner, Rochelle Ferracco. We are with Senior Solutions of Colorado. And we're here today to talk to you about resources and service providers that are available to seniors and their families to educate them and to help them, whether at home or otherwise, and how to have a much more successive and progressive life as we age, a good quality aging lifestyle. Some of the things that we have a variety of different service providers, and we're going to talk about a few today that will really help. One in particular is for mobility, and I'd like to address that myself because I recently myself had several surgeries and I was unable to be mobile. I was able, however, to use the resources, having learned of them, of course, from founding Senior Solutions of Colorado, was able to use some of the resources to help me with the mobility while I was healing. And 101 mobility is one that was able to put a chairlift into my home so that I was able to go up and down the stairs because I was unable to do that otherwise. I had someone else help me with different pieces of equipment for having to bathe and things like that that will help you if you need that kind of help. Some of our suppliers, our services are covered by Medicaid and Medicare, so you're also able to not have to pay for some of these resources.
So let me just tell you a little bit about Joan herself. She is a baby boomer. She's a 66 years old and a very active senior. So it's not like she's been in her home and been immobile for a long time, etc. She's just the typical person that needs surgery and was aware of these providers that she could get the help from.
Which is really good, because prior to Rochelle and I, by design and our profession, we're realtors. And one of the reasons we came up with Senior Solutions of Colorado and founded it was that so many of our clients are aging with us. Rochelle is not as old as I am. She's in her 50s. But our clients were an aging group, and their families also needed help. So a lot of times, realtors, you'd be surprised, are the first ones at the door when something happens where they think, oh, now we need money and we have to sell the house. And many times, they don't need to sell the house. There are services that they can use to help them not have to do that. So that's how we began. And we are pretty diverse and all over the city. And we help families, and but the benefits to the seniors, when you are aware of the services that are out there to help you, it really benefits the seniors. The knowledge, is a real power tool. You can reduce isolation and loneliness, sadness and depression. A lot of seniors are just in their homes or their apartments, and they really don't know there's anything out there for them, but there really is a lot out there to help them with these things. There are organizations that can help to inspire you and restore your hope. Church also being one of them, and there's lots of activities at churches that are geared to helping with that.
We are the intergenerational education is what we're trying to accomplish as well. The sandwich generation, the younger generation, that take care of their parents that also have a family at home, that they can get their family members the information they need. Mm-hmm. And so we do events throughout the city as well.
And those events are very educational, and some of the benefits to families of these are to help families gain a respectful understanding of aging and aging issues. They really don't have them, you know. We're all sort of shocked. I certainly was as I watched my parents age, because we think of our parents as strong, viable, you know, always going to go people, and then you watch them age, and it can be a little offsetting for many folks. We try to help increase the compassion towards aging and what people need day to day for a normal experience. And for instance, driving in a checkout line at a supermarket, etc. So if you learn the patience and compassion, believe me, I know that your mind is just as fast and as able to think as it always was. It's just that you were a little bit slower. You think of yourself more as like a toddler, where you're learning to move faster and have the dexterity to do so. Well, seniors are kind of going through that in the opposite direction, and it takes them longer to achieve getting that wallet out and pulling out their credit card. Mm-hmm. So have a little compassion for that sort of thing. We also help to get the families, we increase their knowledge of the resources out there, because they're not out there alone. We've had so many people say to us that, oh, if only we had known about this, whatever this is, prior to their tragedy, whatever happened, it would have turned out completely differently for them if they had known. And so our biggest goal is the education, as Rochelle said, trying to get to the intergenerational, even the millennials, you know, and the 30-year-olds, the 40-year-olds, the 50-year-olds, you know, we all think we aren't going to be there. We are all, I guarantee you, mm-hmm. going to be there.
It's just when. And so, you know, the thing is, our members, Jonah and I have actually gone out and we interview every company and every member that has become a member. And most of the times we have not asked them to be in our organization, because we do want them to have the same goals and ethics that we have. And that is helping the senior and their family. That is the number one priority. As far as, we also make it fun. We have a really great group of different specialists that are in the different companies, and they are some of the best in Denver that there are throughout the Denver metropolitan area. And we have fun. We do also talk about things people do not like to talk about. For instance, one of the new gentlemen in our group just invented a brand new toilet seat that you're going to start seeing throughout Colorado. And who would talk about a toilet seat? Well, Joan and Rochelle will.
Yeah. And I used it during my recovery, and oh my goodness, what a difference between the all the stuff you have to try to do just to, you know, go to the bathroom. It's ridiculous. So it was really great. And the name of that one is, I think it's called Axeman, but it's really good.
It's Wingman.
Wingman.
Yes. Yes.
And Steve Cohen and Wingman.
And then we have Brian with Fixation. And Brian goes in and he does Medicaid. He has the contract with Medicaid, and he can go in, and VA veterans, I believe, can be up to $60,000 in making them mobile in their home. And $10,000 for a senior.
Yeah, new
on Medicaid.
Kitchen, you know, upgrade your kitchen and your bathroom so that it's usable and user-friendly, you know, for the aging. You know, the government isn't going to pay for this in the future. Rochelle and I often say there is a tsunami wave of seniors coming into the market. Every day, over 10,000 people turn 65, and that statistic stands true for the next 15 to 20 years. That is a lot of people turning 65 and older. And the resources that they think they know are out there are drying up. They're not out there. You'll find a lot of nonprofits trying to fill the space. And you need to not forget about the private organizations who are trying to help seniors, you know, pay for what they need and take care of them by going and getting approvals for you from Medicare and Medicaid for things that you might need. There's also, we have a great company, it's Senior Assistance Center. They get, if you need help, they'll help you with your utilities. They'll help get you bus
passes,
tokens,
prescriptions.
So you can ride the bus for free. They'll help you with prescriptions.
Rent.
They don't really have places to rent to you, maybe very few. But if you're having a problem with your rent, they'll help you with that. So again, we have when we return, we'll talk a little bit more about some other things available to you.
GECS, website design, corporate identity, and custom graphics. For more information, visit the website at www.gecs-us.com. Again, that's www.gecs-us.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Rochelle Farocco, and I'm with my business partner, Joan Tui, and we're with Senior Solutions of Colorado, and you are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. And we are coming back now on the next session here, and we're going to be talking about benefits community, how we can benefit the communities here in Colorado and maybe elsewhere across the nation. Senior Solutions of Colorado is really concerned the most about the caring and the sharing the community and the social environment. We try to increase awareness of elderly issues and needs. We try to build a community that's a nicer place to age and the culture to be, I don't know, Joan.
Well, I think what Rochelle is trying to say, that in addition to the benefits that we were speaking about earlier to both the aging person themselves as well as to the family of the aging people, that Senior Solutions of Colorado likes to also brings the same knowledge to the community at large. And we do that through our events and through radio shows such as this and through speaking engagements that we do at various organizations around the Denver metropolitan area. And all of our information is relevant not only to just the Denver marketplace or to Colorado, but what we are trying to get out is really valuable information nationwide. The tsunami wave of aging that we just spoke about is something that's going to continue to grow. And in order for you to know how you're going to have, what is your lifestyle going to be like? What is the quality of it going to be like? And most seniors, 95% of them, just don't have more than $25,000 in the bank. So they need to, and that's a statistic that I am quoting from various financial people that quote these statistics all the time. And they are, you know, they're going to be in trouble. As long as you're working, it's great. But what happens when you have a back surgery or a fall or something that's going to prevent that? So that is what our our goal is to get out the knowledge about these services that will be available to you, but it isn't good to wait for the tragedy to happen. So in that respect, what we're trying to do is also educate the communities as to the benefits of having this knowledge and making communities aware. Governments are not particularly, communities are more worried about their parking tickets than they are about how they're going to help keep aging seniors off the streets, where there was one statistic that I heard from some government agency or read that over the next 10 years or so, that the largest street population is going to be seniors. So that is why it is so critically important to know, to get your ducks in the row now and find out what you're going to do, because it's not if, it's when, folks. So we try to heighten awareness for community leaders to increase geriatric awareness as a field of practice and at a time when the elder population really needs it, not to wait until it's down upon us and there's nowhere to go.
One of our members in our group, it's really interesting because this is the first we've come across this. It's called PASCO. And what that is it's education. It's education for the seniors and their families out there. And you can actually go for an 8-week training course. The senior themselves, who is maybe taking care of their spouse, they do not have an income and they need more financial, they need to stay home and take care of their husband, for instance. They can go for an 8-week training course and get a CNS certificate and be paid $15 an hour to take care of their own spouse at home. It can be, or they can go out and use it for another senior.
So instead of having to take the money out of their pocket that they don't have, and they are already the caretaker of this family member, then they can get this certificate and they get paid by Medicaid or Medicare, who's ever paying for the care. They get paid rather than having a service company get paid.
And they also get paid while they're getting the training. So during the 8-week course that you take, you will get $15 an hour to be paid to take this, to get this license. And then at that point, when you are taking care of someone else, you will start pay, I believe, at $15 an hour.
I believe that's what it is.
And then there's health insurance and vacation and bonuses.
Yeah.
And that program is really neat. It's PASCO. It started with taking care of children first in the homes, but then they took it further, and now it works with seniors mm-hmm. and helping people in their homes.
Yeah,
and that keeps some of the seniors out of facilities, etc.
A great organization for that. And speaking of taking care of people in their home, another thing that you'd like to bring out is to be aware in your community and anyone that you know who is taking care of a senior that people need respite. It is a very difficult task to care for an elderly person who is not mobile or not very mobile. It is a tiring and daunting task. So when you're in your churches or in your organizations and you're aware that you have a friend or member of that organization who is at home taking care of someone like this, in addition to being able to bring them this type of information where they're not getting paid for that, there is a way that you can actually get paid for it. After all, you're working the job. But you also can be aware that these people need respite. It'd be great if a community overall could go and say, why don't you go to the movies today? Or why don't you go shopping today? And I'll essentially babysit for you while you're away. I mean, it's a great awareness to have that goes on around a lot of people.
We're all losing our sight from as we're aging. I am 54 years old and I'm already wearing glasses all the time when I have to read. But Joan's got hers on now and she's always losing them. So we're always either stopping to buy some, going back to properties we need to that we left them at. Anyway,
I count on her to do that.
But there is a group out there that is helps with the visually impaired and blindness. And it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization called the American Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired of Colorado. And they do a lot of helping seniors that need the tools in their homes, etc., to help them either read the paper, see the TV. They have all kinds of things. Walking.
So that's the American Council for the Blind. And I believe is it also help the deaf?
And visually impaired of visually Colorado. Impaired.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a great one. We have some smaller organizations too, because when we talk about aging, one of the things that Senior Solutions of Colorado is kind of our mandate, as well as Rochelle and I as realtors. This would seem like an oxymoron, but we actually believe that seniors should age in their homes. They should not be selling their homes and, moving to assisted living or independent living before they really, really need to. And they may never need to. You know, many of us are healthy for many, many years. So one of the things that we try to educate people is that with these resources, that if you know about them, let's say the tragedy happens where, dad fell asleep and with a cigarette and, burned the bed down and what have you. And this is when people start to worry that, children of the seniors start to worry that they need to, we need to do something with them. You know, well, no, you don't. Yes, you need to watch them and you need to know what's out there that's going to help them. And, there are things that can be done for those situations. There's, equipment that can be put in that would wake dad up or wake mom up or even alert you that something's going on in the home. So that is one thing. We definitely do believe that people live longer, happier, healthier lives if they age in their home. Now, if they live in a, 5,000 square foot home, and they've got, lots of stairs and mom falls down the steps, sometimes trips down to the laundry room in the basement, or there's a lot of care outside, leaves, walking the dog. There's a whole lot of maintenance that has to go on in a home that size, as you might imagine. Well, then, what you might want to consider then is downsizing. And there are options for downsizing where you can purchase a smaller home. It's still your home. You make it your home. You age in place in your home with your pride of ownership. And you can do that using, most people don't know this, and we can talk about it at length at another time, but using a reverse mortgage. We can bring an expert in that can explain how that works. And you'll never make another mortgage payment. And indeed, you do own your home. So that's just one of the things that we believe in. And we try to help people to see ways to stay in their home. If you have this information ahead of time, that's the real power of it. If you wait until the tragedy happens and everybody's all gathered around, clucking around and, sell the house, and you got to move here and you got to go there, you come live with me and all of this stuff. And that is when all of the family fighting begins too. And nobody wants to have that either. So we suggest that you get knowledgeable about these services.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio
is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of Christ the King Radio or Christ the King Radio Ministries.
Okay, this is Rochelle Farocco, and I'm here with my business partner, Joan Tui, and we are with Senior Solutions of Colorado. And you are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Let me start out first by giving you Senior Solutions of Colorado's telephone number, 720-295-6263. And you can contact us at www.seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. What Joan and I wanted to do is just review with you what we've talked about earlier in the program and give you the name of the few members that that we talked about already so far and how you can contact them. 101 Mobility is Kathy Bell, and you can find her on our website at Senior Solutions of Colorado. All of these you will be able to find on our website. And 101 Mobility helps you with full service home safety evaluation, sales, services, and installations of equipment, etc. Pasco is PASCO. It's a locally owned and operated home health care agency that also trains for CNSs to help you stay in your home and help your spouse, partner, etc. Senior Assistance Center was founded in 1981 as a nonprofit tax-exempt corporation to meet emergency needs of Denver's elderly, and you can find them on our website. Carol Johnson is the executive director, and it's Senior Assistance Center. American Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired of Colorado, that is Shirley Probe. And again, on our website, the American Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired of Colorado is a 501 nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting the independence, the equality, and the opportunities for all blind and visually impaired individuals in the state of Colorado. Fixation, Brian Johnson, he goes out and he helps people in their homes in helping them with wheelchair access ramps, walk and tubs, stair gliders, wheelchair lifts, and grab bars, etc. He has a Medicaid. He does have the Medicaid agreement or approval. And you can contact him on our website as well. It's Brian Johnson with Fixation. And then another one we spoke about on the program was Wingman. And he has a new toilet that has just been developed and that it just got, what was it approved for, Joan?
It was approved by the American Plumbing Board Association. He does not yet have a Medicaid approval on this, but that is what he is applying for now that he's been through all the other approvals that you have to go through. So he may be able to do that as a Medicaid
accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
So those are, and you can find him on our website as well. So that is who, you know, we've talked about earlier. Joan, so maybe we could talk a little bit about housing.
Yeah, well, as we mentioned, Rochelle and I are realtors by trade. It is actually how we make our living. Rochelle had mentioned earlier in the program that we vet all of our members, and we also don't take on everyone who says, yes, I'd like to be a member, because we operate on an honor system, and our biggest quality that we look for in folks is to have the same value system that Rochelle and I have. If we feel that someone's wants to join our organization in a what's in it for me capacity, that's not really the type of members that we're looking for. We're looking for people who sincerely are dedicated to helping in the aging and the families of people who are aging, because that's what's most critically needed. And it isn't about what's in it for them. It's about what's in it for those families and seniors out there. So that's one of the things. We, as we stated earlier, we got involved in this because we are brokers by trade. It is what we do for our living, and but we do also have Seniors Real Estate Solutions, which is a sort of a branch of Senior Solutions of Colorado, where we don't necessarily operate in the capacity of a broker that's going to come in and sell your home. But we like to go in and be able to assess your home or to advise you. I'm not saying that all brokers, there's wonderful real estate brokers out there, but it's good to know that you're talking to someone who is invested in trying to get you to sell your home, but rather helping to see if there's a way that you do not have to do that, both physically and financially. Is there a way that you would be able to do that? And we're happy to come in and do counsel and advising on that, and speak to family members about alternatives. There are alternatives. So that's one of the things that we do like to do.
Maybe one of the stories we could just share with them, Joan, is the buy-down program that we learned that a lot of people don't know about when we sold somebody's home.
This is an interesting one. You know, we helped an elderly woman who had done a reverse mortgage on her home.
In the past.
A long time ago. And she was very elderly at this point. I believe she was probably 86.
Yes.
And she, now the home, you know, when you're 86, maybe any home is going to be difficult if you're living alone. So she wanted to sell her home. And she, you know, she was going to have proceeds. You know, people think if you do reverse mortgage, there's no proceeds when you go to sell it. That is not true. So she was going to have some proceeds, and she wanted to, you know, figure out what she was going to do and where she was going to live now that she's 86 years old. And she still drove. So we were able to help her. I'll call her Betty. It's not her real name. But we were able to help Betty and take her out and show her some different assisted living places. Rochelle and I believed, as did an expert professional that we brought in to assess the situation as well, that she was indeed ready for assisted living. So we were able to go and show her various places that she could move into. And one of the things, if you're knowledgeable ahead of time, is that, let's say you're going to end up on Medicaid because you don't have monies that you're going to outlive your monies, and you will ultimately end up on Medicaid. So let's say that you have these proceeds, and therefore,
and her proceeds were probably around $30,000.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
Yeah,
but she lived mortgage free for 30 years in her home, but she had to actually, it's called a spend down or a buy down, in order to go into a good facility. What they do is they use your they spend your proceeds, so you will pay for a year of whatever that obnoxious cost is that they are, and they are pretty expensive, $3,500 or higher to $7,000. But they're good places, the place you would want to put your mother or your dad. And she ended up being able to, if she had chosen to go in there and bought, use her proceeds to buy down. Then what they do in these, in assisted living where you're going to go on Medicaid, is they take your Social Security check. They give you $100 a month, but everything you will ever need is provided for you. It's provided.
Food.
And housing, clothing, you know, your heat, everything is provided for you. And then you get, and you know, when you're 90 and 95 years old, $100 a month kind of cuts it. So that's something else. And I think we need to take a sponsor break right now, and we will be, oh, well, let me just follow up with this. So what Betty did is she elected not to do that. She did not want to do that. So here's one of the educational things that people need to learn. She went and she got a rental with a girlfriend of hers. Now, these are two 86-year-old women. They rented a property together. They were able to pay the rent out of the proceeds of their homes for 2 years. At the end of 2 years, what did they have? Nothing. And they couldn't pay the rent anymore. And they didn't take the advice to go and use that money to buy down, spend it to buy down, to have a place to live that you would have for the rest of your life. So that's when you get caught in situations where you're going to end up in not very desirable places to live.
Now she has her Social Security.
That's all you have.
Now she can only get into the not so good places with a portion of her Social Security and not guaranteed for a long period of time.
So now we're going to go ahead and listen to another sponsor break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the core four system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.elevationhealthdenver.com. Again, that's www.elevationhealthdenver.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Rocco, and I'm with my business partner, Joan Tui, and we're with Senior Solutions of Colorado. You are listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. And before I begin, let me give you Senior Solutions of Colorado's telephone number. Many times people will say, I say it too fast, and I need to say it a couple times. And the number is 720-295-6263. And our website is www.seniors.solutionsofcolorado.com. Okay, what Joan and I wanted to discuss with you is how are we different? Senior Solutions of Colorado is different in the forms of our goals. We're here to inform, educate, give you resources and information to help with all your needs prior to the crisis happening. Our group consists of nutrition, travel and recreation, social welfare, elder law, financial planning, real estate. We have some of the best elder law attorneys, safety, reverse mortgages, Medicaid and Medicare information, outreach resources, health, and in-home health services. And Joan is going to talk to you about the next, what we're trying to do with corporations and educating the employees, etc., on this.
Hi, yes, we should have started out by letting everyone know that we actually have four different goals that we try to do. And the four goals that we're working toward are our benefits to seniors with knowledge and education, benefits to families and how they can help and be aware for their seniors and for themselves, because it's not It's not if, it's when you're going to be at a point you need help, and how we help to benefit the communities. And in our fourth role, what we are trying to do is company benefits and public image, which will help employers to reduce employee turnover. So in that space, what we are wanting to do is have employers bring in various speakers from Senior Solutions of Colorado to offer it to their employees so that they know what is going on out there, because many of them are, 45s, to 55, 60 years old. They're getting to retire and they're still busy working, and they don't know what it is that they're going to face when they retire. In addition to which, many of them already have an elder family member, a mom, a dad, or both, who may be experiencing issues that they really don't know where to go, who to call, what to do. So we would, our goal is to get in front of employees of larger corporations and get out this education and information to them. One of the things that we explain to companies is that unwanted employee turnover is very expensive. 6 months to recover for hourly employees and 12 months for salaried employees. So employees who are concerned about the needs of aging parents, reduce productivity, and if they would have resources and knowledge of resources of where to go, that would help to increase their productivity and there would be less turnover. So that is, retirees are concerned with not just their parents, but also with themselves. And they have a lot of decisions to make. And most frequently, again, they wait for a crisis before any awareness begins of what it is that they need to do. A crisis that can cause absenteeism or lack of productivity could be that a parent is released from a hospital tomorrow in another city. What are you going to do about that? We have service providers that actually can go to that city and travel with your elderly parent to where it is they need to be brought to. And if they are RNs and they are able to give them the meds and travel with that person and get them safely to where they're supposed to be. We've actually had one of our service providers go to, I believe it was Australia, and bring back a family member here to the United States, an elderly person that needed to have all that help while traveling, and actually was able to find with one of our other service providers, St. Andrew's Village, some temporary housing for her to stay in while they found what they, the housing that they were going to have to permanently use for this aging mother. So those are the types of things. So the needs for emergency care, housing, and transportation also, need to be thought about and addressed, and you need to know where to go. Retiring parents need assisted living apartments. Maybe, maybe not. But if they do you know where to go? And maybe they're going to need it next week in a different city from where the children live. Again, these are all difficult things to have to go through and maneuver through the masses of information out there about it to figure it out. And we think of ourselves as a one-stop shop. Senior Solutions of Colorado is a one-stop shop with the education and information for these services. Another thing that I'd like to point out at that juncture is that if you call Senior Solutions of Colorado and speak to one of our service providers, and you and that service provider is not exactly what you need, the service provider is bound by our honor commitment as being a member of our group to find the person that you do need, whether or not that person is a member of Senior Solutions of Colorado. So you're not just dropped and left in that maze and quagmire out there of trying to find out, oh gosh, now what do I do, because they couldn't help me. So we direct people to even outside organizations that we know are good organizations. They're not a member of Senior Solutions of Colorado, but that's the organization that you need. So that's where, you know, we would have our people direct you.
And there's no payment to Senior Solutions of Colorado. We are just a navigation system for you to get to who it is that you do need. And then if you employ one of the organizations, then, of course, it's up to whatever.
The contractual, if there's any contract or any cost, that is between you and that organization. We don't take any kickbacks. You know, we are not paid. We're strictly there to facilitate this. We have a passion for this, to help seniors. And we are built the organization to help facilitate that, that help for seniors and their families. So that's one of the, you know, those are the four things that we are committed to, is information to have seniors become knowledgeable, baby boomers and seniors. You know, you can be in your 50s and 60s and you still need to be knowledgeable and have the information. Also to benefit the families of elderly people who are aging, so that they know where to go, because they are more times than not drawn into the situation and they have no information either. And then to benefit the communities, to get community leaders to understand the need for geriatric awareness and about the social environment and the sharing community issues that are out there to help people. Housing, I might say, is going to be one of the biggest issues over the next 10 to 20 years for seniors, and it's quite a scary picture. And we'd like to also increase the awareness for the need for volunteers for senior needs. We talked a little bit about that. When you're in your organization or at your church, you realize that someone is taking care of an elderly person, and they probably could use a break, go to the movies, you know. So try to be aware of that and volunteer your time for a little bit.
Someone called the other day and they just needed somebody to come by and help them clean their home.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
so
a great
just volunteer. Little things like that. So overall, we're just very diverse, and we would love to have you contact us. Again, the number is 720-295-6263. You can also email us. And the email address is info@seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com. Let me repeat that. info@seniorssolutionsofcolorado.com.
And you know, if you just remember, you got questions, we got answers. We're a one-stop shop for seniors for information, education, and resources.
So I think one of the things that I always, I think that this is by Mother Teresa, that I always like to think about and like to offer out to people in understanding seniors and the aging process, is that being unwanted, unloved, uncared for, forgotten by everyone, I think that is a much greater hunger, a much greater poverty than the person who has nothing to eat. And that is something Mother Teresa said. And that is what we are trying to help prevent for seniors. Is many, not all, but there's many, many, far too many out there who are lonely and left alone to fend out for themselves and just do not know where to go. So we're trying to get that information out to you through Christ the King Radio at rkoradio.org.
CTKradio.org.
Please forgive us. This is our first show, so but we're going to get it down pat for you. And we hope to talk to you again in the future real soon. We're going to be bringing in speakers who can are the professionals to address some of the issues that we talked to you about today. And they will be delighted to help you answer questions. You can get their direct information. And
it will be very interactive.
Exactly. So thank you for your time today listening to us. If you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call. We're here to help and we're happy to help. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you again.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere via the internet. In order to continue bringing the light unto a dark world, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in providing us the means to continue reaching out to children of the kingdom around the world. To help, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our website, www.ctkradio.org. Again, that's www.ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff, management, and all of our volunteers, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.